All right, listen to this. I found this quote from Bill Gates to be very potent. He was giving an interview, and at the end, he said, quote, "In the meantime, the world's richest man has been involved in the deaths of the world's poorest children." Now, Bill Gates has been doing sort of a PR circuit lately because he's giving away $200 billion over the next decade or two decades as he's worried that scientific progress is backtracking due to the Trump administration. And his worries are true. His fears are absolutely true. I want to play this clip of Bill Gates on CNN this morning, basically shredding into Elon Musk. And let me tell you, Bill Gates has better messaging on Elon Musk than the vast majority of Democrats, than maybe the entire Democratic Party, save a few key people like Jasmine Crockett or AOC or Pete Buttigieg. But Bill Gates, billionaire Bill Gates, is now using his funds, number one, for good. He's using his platform to push back against Elon Musk. And overall, he's trying to inform the public of the dangers of propaganda and scientific regression. So we'll break down this clip in 1 second, but why is Elon Musk doing this? Well, you know what? Let's just start here. Let's start with what Elon Musk is going to cause.
Now, with these cuts, if they're not reversed, we'll go to over 6 million dying. So instead of going down, we'll go back up.
Wow. So it's a difference of 2 million lives.
Absolutely.
Bill Gates is saying that millions of people could die due to DOGE's cuts, due to the preventative measures that were cut across the globe. I mean, just a really, really simplified example is when Elon Musk said, we may have accidentally stopped the Ebola prevention, but then we unpaused it. But even stopping prevention like that for a week can be dire, because prevention means you're constantly cleaning and maintaining and having operations. If you stop the operations for 14 days and you don't clean up the area and Ebola ends up spreading, that's on you. It's incredibly, incredibly possible. So the reason I wanted to show you that clip is because Elon Musk is causing the deaths of the world's poorest children. And if you want to know what he's getting out of it, this is what he's getting. Elon Musk's regulatory troubles have begun to melt away in Trump's second term. The Trump administration has halted some regulatory matters involving Musk's companies and fired people from agencies investigating Tesla, SpaceX, and Neuralink. Listen to this. Tech billionaire Elon Musk's regulatory problems are somehow gone magically. Like, I wonder how or who could have done that. I wonder why he spent hundreds of millions, billions of dollars consolidating power. This is why. Since the start of the second Trump admin, federal agencies that had scrutinized Musk and his business empire in recent years have begun to look a lot different. At the Department of Agriculture, for example, President Donald Trump fired the person who had been investigating the Musk company, Neuralink. At other agencies, including the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Trump and Musk have tried to slash the number of employees, potentially hobbling those regulators' ability to enforce the law against companies, including Musk's Tesla and X. And remember, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, I mean, it's in the name. It protects consumers from predatory companies. And now, the man who owns a predatory company doesn't want consumers to be protected. It is so simple. The messaging is so simple on it, yet the only person doing the messaging is somehow Bill Gates. That brings me to this video of him explaining exactly why Elon Musk is just ruining everything. Take a look.
You said that Elon Musk choosing through DOGE to cut USAID, to essentially dismantle USAID, is a case of the world's richest man being involved in the deaths of the world's poorest people. Musk is a smart guy. Do you think it was pandering to the prejudices of the Republican base, which thinks all foreign aid is wasted? What do you think was going on there?
Well, I think if you show up and say in a few months you can cut $2 trillion out of a $7 trillion budget, you're not going to succeed. And so you go for the softest things and, you know, things that are overseas that you can mischaracterize, like, you know, characterizing it as condoms for Hamas, didn't have one iota of truth. And talking about people that he hasn't spent time with. I mean, I spend a lot of time in Africa. I go to Nigeria, Ethiopia, Kenya, you know, meet the USAID people. You know, he's a genius in some domains, but in global health, it hasn't been a focus. And so I'd say that, you know, firing all those people and cutting off all that money, that was a mistake. I don't think the U.S. values are to lose those relationships and destroy those health systems that increases the risk of a pandemic. You know, we want to be a force for good. If there was a modest cut, you know, and a challenge to be more efficient or to get others to step up, I'm fine with that. But 80%, that's going to be millions of deaths, and it's a mistake.
Millions of deaths. Thank you, Bill Gates. That's what I've been saying. When he said if there was a modest cut, he's even ceding too much ground with the modest cut. If Elon Musk, or not even Elon Musk, if somebody wanted to audit the heads of every single agency under the NIH, for example, and then the heads of every single agency are held accountable based on the audit that they bring, that is a different story. That is a different story because that requires external oversight. It requires a lot of carefulness. It requires time. And it's thorough. It's a thorough process. None of those are what Elon Musk did. So I do want to draw that distinction that there are ways to make the government more efficient. I would argue that the government can be more efficient. It's oftentimes bureaucratic, but at the same time, there are reasons for the bureaucracy at moments, right? Like when I go to get a license, it takes forever at the BMV, but I know that the bureaucracy there is probably for a good reason. I understand why it's taking a long time. I'm happy that Bill Gates is out there doing the messaging. When I see people like Bill Gates or Mark Cuban going on these podcasts, going in these spaces and saying stuff like the richest man in the world is involved in the deaths of the poorest children of the world, that's a solid line and it's powerful and it's true. In more than 40 other federal agencies, regulators have taken no public action on their investigations for several months or more, raising questions about whether those cases may have become dormant, according to an NBC News review of regulatory matters involving Musk's company. Again, this is the chilling effect. This is public intimidation. All Trump had to do was fire three different heads, and then the rest of the regulatory agencies bend the knee. I use this example all the time. If you watch my show, you're probably sick of it, but authoritarianism isn't just like pointing guns in the faces of regulatory agencies or CNN journalists. It's using courts to sue these people, to fire these people, to apply pressure. And then after the public intimidation happens, they bend the knee in advance. So it's not even authoritarianism isn't always that extreme. It is a spectrum. And this is clear authoritarianism. John Michaels, a law professor at the University of California, Los Angeles, and an expert on administrative law, said he wouldn't be surprised if federal agencies are slow walking the 40 plus ongoing matters involving Musk's companies. Quote, "You're not just going against Elon Musk. You're going against Elon Musk, who's puppeteering large swaths of the federal government," he said, referring to Musk's sweeping role as White House advisor for the Department of Government Efficiency. He added that some individual federal workers may fear for their safety due to Musk's documented pattern of singling out people for criticism on his massive social media platform, even if they're largely unknown. And while other Republican presidents have also loosened environmental rules or labor law enforcement, Michael said this time is different because of Musk's personal involvement in taking a chainsaw to the federal government. All of this is to say that Elon Musk is uniquely corrupt. He's doing something that nobody's done before, using the federal government to stop investigations into his company. And we need to be calling this out relentlessly because people don't seem to see it. I'm going to leave it at that. Make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe. I keep getting comments that YouTube is unsubscribing people from my channel. So if that happens to you, let me know in the comment section. Make sure you resubscribe. I love you guys and peace out.